Jacob DeGrom and the Mets open up a series in St. Louis against Carlos Martinez and the Cardinals. We'll pick things up in the fourth with the game tied at two.
The pitch on the way. Line drive, base hit, left center field. Reyes comes around third, and he's going to score the go-ahead run. The Mets have a 3-2 lead in the top of the fourth. Here's a swing and a high fly ball. Deep right field for Fowler. Back toward the bullpen and gone. Dexter Fowler hits his 14th home run of the year, and the Cardinals trail by one run. The 2-2 pitch. A swing, and there's a long one to right field. This might go. It's a goner. Jerko ties the game 4-4, going back-to-back with Dexter Fowler. Grichuk and DeJong at back-to-back shots in the third. Now Fowler and Jerko get into the act.
Here's the delivery. Swinging a long fly ball into our right field. This is going to leave the park. It does. A home run for Bruce, his 22nd of the year, and the Mets are back on top. They've hit two home runs. The Cardinals have hit four. We have home run derby here tonight for sure.
This game is going to be last man standing, Mike. The pitch. Molina hits a drive. Deep left center field. And it's caught on the run on the track by Cespedes. But he just might be able to get it past him. But Cespedes runs it down. The Cardinals got one. We're going to the ninth.
The Mets bullpen does the job. 6-5 New York is your final. The Mets snap a three-game losing streak as Jacob DeGrom improves to 9-3 on the year. DeGrom has won five straight starts, though he allowed four solo home runs on Friday. With the loss, the Cardinals fall to 41-45 on the year. They're 6.5 games behind the Brewers for first place in the NL Central. Here's Mike Matheny.
Not in a good rhythm right from the top. I mean, first pitch just... tell just didn't have it timed up for whatever reason and had trouble kind of getting it timed up. You'd see periods where it looked like he was starting to find it, and but not for an extended period of time.
This ballpark, nor those pitchers usually use anybody home
run. No, you don't. And you know, you could almost feel the wind a little bit different in your face in the dugout. You could tell it was blowing a little bit different, but you know, there were some well hit balls today. Yeah, he had a good swing going today. I mean, we had a few guys with some good at-bats. Paul's continuing to play well offensively and defensively.
You see Carlos getting a little weary now?
I don't know about weary. I think frustrated. Weary, I think, of down on his stuff and himself. I don't think that's it. I think he feels good. You know, there are times when you can see the ball jumping. There's other times where it looks like the movement's taking him off the plate and working him into bad counts, and all of a sudden his stuff isn't as sharp. So I think we've talked about him. It's like every other pitcher. It's a rhythm and a feel, and he's a guy that's going to add and subtract, but it's typically based off of being able to control that sinker on the plate, and that's his bread and butter, and being able to throw that slider in any count. That's when he's at his best, and today just looked out of rhythm.
How did you see Paul at his first
pitch? Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Lined out to begin with, and then hits a homer for us, and moved well in the outfield too. Everything looked like he never missed a beat.
That ball that Cespedes hit to Carpenter, is that a ball he should have had there?
Yeah, that's the first one I think he would tell you that didn't look right. I think it just caught him a little bit more on his backhand than what he wanted it to. But he's played good. He looks good over there overall. And you know, that's the one play that'll stand out. And of course that ends up costing us a run. Something these guys take a lot of pride in and doing their part defensively.
The Redbirds will look to get back on track Saturday when Adam Wainwright makes the start.